Seattle TV News with Colette Jani. The main points. Just over a week to the 2024-2025 academic year, preparations have heightened across the country as community development associations and non-governmental organizations continue to donate didactic materials to the less privileged and internally displaced children. Israel Defense Forces have announced they have recovered the bodies of 6 Gaza hostages. And in sports, Cameroon under 20 women's football team have begun their World Cup campaign with a 2-2 draw against Mexico. Those were the main points, and now the news in full. Just over a week to the 2024-2025 academic year, students and parents in Garoua are taking advantage of the last days to get ready at their different levels to ensure their quest for knowledge effectively begins come Monday, September 9th. Julius Neba talked to some learners and parents in the North Regional Capital, Garoua, about their final touches in an effort to ensure an effective school resumption, and our reports.
As the countdown to the upcoming academic year narrows, most parents in the North Region's capital city, Garoua, say they have already purchased the basic needs their children need to begin classes come Monday, September 9th, and are now working towards getting some necessary accompanying items. What I have to do now is to follow up and put pressure on the teller so that my children's uniforms can be ready in time, because I have already done everything I have to do to get them ready for school.
I have decided to go meet with the teachers who will be teaching my children so we can know ourselves better, and I will also do my best to accompany my kids psychologically.
Meantime, students like Aisha and Ibrahim, whose parents have luckily purchased most, if not all, their academic needs, say they are getting themselves mentally ready to begin classes come Monday, September 9th.
As far as this last week is concerned, I have already started reading the different textbooks that my parents bought, so I can acquaint myself with some of the things that I will learn in the next class, so I can upgrade my performance.
I have already decided to stop going to bed late and prepare my mind to start school on a good foot.
Given this state of affairs, one can deduce that after a holiday well spent, learners in Garoua and the North region in general are looking forward to hit the road to school, reconnect with their peers, and continue their quest for knowledge. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
Over in the East region, the atmosphere is still calm in the village of Miduru Mboa in the Ndele subdivision. Most of the parents in that locality say they are still struggling to sell their farm produce, which will enable them prepare for their children's back to school in the days ahead. And 100 outstanding students from the FACO division in the Southwest region recorded exceptional results in the 2024 session of the GCE, have been awarded scholarships by the FACO Women Association. Fawone. The initiative seeks to honor young FACO scholars and propel them to even work harder. In the Northwest region, 150 vulnerable children have received didactic materials to support them complete their educational ladder and improve intellectually, while being reminded to take their studies seriously using the slang education. Cannot wait. The tuition fees for 10 extremely vulnerable orphans and internally displaced children were also distributed during an event spearheaded by an organization called Dadalen Sankin Bamenda, under the patronage of His Royal Majesty Sankey Hamza Usman Bala Rabe. Fela Kezia Fonja reports from CLTV Northwest.
The orphans and internally displaced persons eagerly received the books, pens and school bags distributed to them by the organization Dandalin Saki Bamenda. His Royal Majesty Saki Hamza Osman Bala Rabe says the gesture is to foster education within his community.
We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm very happy to be part of this occasion, because these children are our children and they are the leaders of tomorrow. So if we don't educate them now, I don't think we will be proud of them in the future. Most of the children, they don't have means of going back to school. So I talked to some of the members of the community to come together so that we can help these children to go back to school.
The sum of 50,000 CFA francs to serve as tuition fee for the secondary education of 10 most vulnerable children was equally being distributed.
My name is Hawa Sule. I'm from Kumbo. I am an IDP. I am happy to be here today to collect these bags and books, and I'm happy to go back to school. I thank Allah.
The elites of the Muslim community also joined in to contribute to the success of this initiative, maintaining that education is a crown responsibility for all children to undertake. Reporting, CRTV Northwest, Fela Kezia Fonja.
We stay in the Northwest region, where several children aged between 6 to 16 in the town of Bamenda have wrapped up a two-month vocational training program aimed at enhancing skills for the development of their communities in the economic and social domains. The initiators of the program, dubbed Child Care Development Initiative, say the holiday program is to inculcate and promote civic and moral values in the youngsters in the crisis-hit region. Veronica Aji reports.
My name is Fufi Nova Angui. Arduino is an open source prototyping platform.
Throughout the two-month training program, these children gained hands-on experience on a variety of trades, including electronics, recycling, mechanics, and more. The skills they've acquired could be the start of a long journey for those yet to determine their dream jobs.
Love it, Fufa Joy. We are taught on how to man solar panels and all the likes.
I'm being here that we learned on the ear and the eye. We learned on some diseases which can affect them.
According to Dr. Alfred Wuku Kudi, organizer of the Child Care and Development Initiative, CCDI, the move will curb juvenile delinquency propagated by the social unrest in the region.
We are bringing up this program so that even if they don't go to school, it will help them to have a hand-on knowledge and a survival mechanism for them to live on.
The regional president of the National Youth Council in the Northwest, Reverend Samuel Makom, has pledged to make such initiatives go further.
The 3-year presidential youth plans that the head of state has put in place, we need these particular types of skills so that once their grants are being given to them, they will have absolute use of it.
The end of course holiday program culminated with the presentation of school materials to the children. Local authorities also pledged to expand the vocational training program to other municipalities. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Young football players who have taken part or who took part in the 2024 edition of the Holiday Football Championship in Mengang, Nyong and Fumo Division of the Central Region, have received special awards and financial support. After close to 2 months of thrilling encounters, the local competition has rounded off with a new generation of Mengang emerging as winners with a score of 4-3. Maimuna Njoya reports from Mengang.
It was an electric final phase of the 2024 Holiday Football Championship in Mengang between two outstanding teams of the Nyong and Fumu Division, Diamant FC and New Generation. Even though Diamant FC took the lead at halftime by 3-2, it was easy enough for their determined opponents to put up an equalizer just a few minutes after the beginning of the second half, a draw which gave New Generation enough strength to maintain the lead till the end of the encounter by 4-3. Launched last July 21, the Holiday Football Championship in Mengang, dubbed Festive Foot 2024, has been a competition around which the local population could put aside differences and look at each other without fear or skepticism. The initiator and mayor of the Mengang Council, Gabriel Bienvenu Aya, says that for 10 years that this football concept has been put in place, youth in the locality spend quality holidays without involving in crime wave activities or drug abuse, while looking forward to a fulfilling academic year for those who are pursuing studies. Football lovers in Mengang and even those who came right from Betwa appealed for more effort to meet the material needs of local players. Reporting live from Mengang, Maimuna Joya for CRTV News.
And over to the Far North region, where the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril has presided over the final of the 10th edition of the Buka Abdurrahim Holiday Championship, a landmark stage of the events placed under the President of the National Assembly's high patronage. The decade of the Holiday Championship that took place in Mada of the Far North region was marked by a relay race that brought together 6 clans to reinforce the peace and living together principal concepts championed by the promoter Buka Abdurrahim. Henry Tanto Ekambi reports from Mada in the Far North region.
A thrilling relay race was a novelty of the 10th edition of the Bukwa Abdulrahim Holiday Championship, placed under the high patronage of the Right Honorable Kabayege Jibril, who was present in the event. The Mada clan in Tokumbere Far North region emerged victorious in the relay race that featured six competing clans. Kalga Abba, athlete of the victorious Mada clan.
Since this aspect of the championship was announced early, we trained extremely hard, and the outcome is this triumph.
After the relay race, it was the usual football action whose final came to draw the curtains of the decade existence of the championship. Bukwa Abdulrahim is the promoter.
Enjoyment is finished today because we call our young people to go back to school. We are ready to give them many support.
To give more glow to the landmark 10th edition of the championship, school supplies were offered to youth to help them as school resumes. The icing on the cake was the palpitating football final between Tala Dwell and Renaissance FC, with Tala Dwell walking away with the trophy after post-match penalties. Mada in Tokumbere, Henry Tatuwe Kambi, CLTV.
In culture, the Mbo Sanzo cultural heritage was in full focus in Sancho Menwa Division of the West Region this weekend as the clan launched preliminary activities towards their annual festival, the Alanga. This was during a ceremony to officially install the technical organizing committee of the festival, a ceremony attended by all the Mbo Sanzo traditional rulers. Nook Protus reports from CLTV West.
The most significant aspect of the installation of the committee was the public reception of the Alanga Festival torch following other sacred rituals held in private. This ceremony was also a toll bell, according to Yoland Nkeyak, member of the technical organizing committee.
Today's ceremony was a call to the national and international community, to the Mbo Sanzo people, that the day has come. Alanga is there. Alanga is an opportunity for the Mbo Sanzo to show their know-how and who they are.
Who the Mbo Sanzo are is about their cultural heritage. Hindi is of the Mbo Sanzo.
It's the desire, the will of a people to express its cultural values, to show them what is still like hanging on. If I take the case of basket, you know, the Mbo woman identifies herself with a basket carried on the back. And this is something that most of our mothers continue to do.
The festival will also showcase some not-so-common aspects.
Metaphysics. 2018, we caught fish in a dry basket. But just to show the world that we still have certain things we preserved and which could be of good to humanity. We hope that this festival gets our cultural values seated into the Cameroon National Cultural Heritage.
The Alanga Mbo Sanzo Festival will run from the 11th to the 15th of December. Nook Protus, CRTV, Sancho.
In politics, CPDM militants of the Upper Nyong Centre 4 in the East Region have been reminded of the need to cast all their votes to His Excellency Paul Biya during the next presidentials. The call was made by Honorable Bet Nanga during the CPDM sections conference, which was equally used to evaluate electoral lists in Minduru Nja. Becky Ongum reports.
Together, let's all vote for President Paul Biya during the next presidential election. This was a central message dished out by Richard Zenglintu, Sections President of the Upper Nyong Center 4 in Minduru Nja, during the mobilization of CPDM militants in that locality.
We have a unique goal, that is to vote massively His Excellency President Paul Biya for the going ahead of our section.
These new strategies will be used to ensure that supporters do not only register but cast all votes to President Paul Biya. Honorable Bert Nanga.
Nous avons achevé les inscriptions.
We have ended registration on the electoral list and we have to be alert because our adversaries always look for a way to bring us down. We have to be vigilant because the militants have promised to cast 100% of votes to the CPDM.
Un vote à 100% pour le RDPC.
After 41 years of maturity, intelligence, peaceful coexistence and unity, the population couldn't hesitate but sing songs of praises to the president for his good works. Bikyongum, CRTV, Minduruja.
You're listening to CRTV News on the national station. Out of Cameroon, Israel says its forces have recovered bodies of 6 hostages held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, issued a statement saying that the bodies were located on Saturday in an underground tunnel in the Rafah area of southern Gaza. Spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said an initial assessment was they were brutally murdered by Hamas terrorists shortly before the IDF reached them. In Russia, no survivors have been found in the wreckage of a helicopter that disappeared while carrying 22 people, most of them tourists. The aircraft went missing on Saturday after taking off from a base near the Yakutsk volcano in the Kamchatka Peninsula. The area is a popular tourist destination and is famous for its active volcanoes. The cause of the helicopter crash is unclear.
After their 2-2 draw with Mexico.
In sports, Cameroon's under-20 women's football team have begun their World Cup campaign in that category with a 2-2 draw against Mexico. Garcia Ramirez put the Mexicans ahead in the third minute, and Saldivar doubled the lead in the 40th minute of the game. Cameroon's captain Naomi Eto'o scored twice in the second half to force the encounter to a draw. Ben Collins Noeberuo now examines the possibility of the Cameroonians going past the group stage.
After their 2-2 draw with Mexico this Saturday in their opening match of the 2024 FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup, the Under-20 Lionesses of Cameroon are second on the standings in Group A, led by the host, Colombia, that defeated Australia 2-0 earlier this Sunday. Led by 2-0 in the first half, Cameroon responded impressively after the restart and reduced the deficit to 2-1 when Naomi Eto'o rounded Mexico's goalkeeper, Renata Cota, and dribbled the ball over the goal line. The momentum was with the Under-20 Lionesses, who took full advantage during the second segment as Naomi Eto'o thumped home a header in the 85th minute to secure a comeback 2-2 draw for Cameroon that played her first ever Under-20 Women's World Cup match. The fitness coach of Cameroon, Collins Chongbong, says they prepared well for the tournament.
Our team is in good shape. We have been working hard since we arrived Bogota, and the girls have been doing all their best to see that they are receptive to what we have been putting in place. It has been very, very progressive and encouraging as well. So we had 2 friendly games. We started by a draw, and then the second game where we had the winning against the first division side. We are still working hard to correct the little lapses that we observed during this game.
Coach Hassan Bala and team, second on the log in Group A, will need to avoid defeat in their next match against the host, Colombia, this Tuesday, before pairing up with Australia on September 6th. The match they will need to win to advance to the next stage of the competition.
Ben Collins Nyoiberuo reports in third, and the Paralympic team of Cameroon is still chasing their first medal at the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, France, following the elimination of 3 athletes of the team already. Menge Tama, Giselle, and Yves Noé Batifi Lumu are the remaining athletes who are still in the games. They will be competing in the para powerlifting and para high jump. Harrison Ashutiku has their profiles.
Cameroon's hope for a medal at the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, France, lies on the shoulders of Menge Tama Giselle and Yves Noé Batifi Lumu. Menge Tama Giselle, who will be competing in para powerlifting on the 7th of September, is expected to bring in her experience to help Cameroon secure her first ever medal at the Paralympic Games. Tama Giselle, who competed in the 2023-2021 World Championship and in the 2022 Commonwealth Games, competes in the women's up to 73 kilograms category. Yves Noé Batifi Lumu is the only male athlete of Team Cameroon. He is also an experienced athlete with 2 world championships to his name. His best performance was in the 2023 World Para High Jump Championship in Paris, where he jumped a distance of 1.73 meters. Yves Noé Batifi will be competing in the T63 series in men's high jump. The flag bearer of the team, Dazi Marie Antoinette, so far has the best performance, even though she was beaten in the bronze medal battle this Saturday. She's the first Cameroonian Ali to qualify in the semi-finals in the less than 65 kilogram category in Taekwondo in the Paralympic Games.
And that report from Harrison Ashotiku brings us to the end of this edition of the newscast. But before I leave, a reminder of the main points. Just over a week to the 2024-2025 academic year, preparations have heightened across the country as community development associations and non-governmental organizations continue to donate didactic material to the less privileged and internally displaced children. Israel Defense Forces have announced they have recovered the bodies of six Gaza hostages. And as you heard in sports, Cameroon under 20 women's football team have begun their World Cup campaign with 2-2 draw against Mexico. The news was presented by Colegiani. Thank you for listening. Good evening.